At a GOP candidate forum last month at AB Tech, candidates vying for the 11th District congressional seat were asked, why should North Carolina care about securing the border with Mexico?
There are problems here in North Carolina that are coming from the border.
Problems like drugs and gangs. Down the line, the candidates agreed.
Just ditto with everything that's been said.
I agree as well.
I agree with what Linda just said.
The 11th District Republican candidates are also in lockstep with President Trump, and they're eager to make that apparent. For example, in a campaign ad for Buncombe County candidate Chuck Archer, he calls himself a Trump warrior.
Fighting illegal immigration in dangerous sanctuary cities.
Being on Trump's brand seems to matter to conservative constituents throughout the district.
I just signed up to volunteer to help our president, Trump, and whatever I can do to help him win the 2020 election.
Mickey Mills has lived in Hendersonville for 33 years. She says she was encouraged to see that all of the candidates made immigration policy a priority.
Everything they said made my heart beat faster. It's been a great debate. One thing I'm concerned about is all the resources that we have to put out for the illegals and the people that should get the resources are not getting them.
Mills says getting funding approved for the border wall is one of her most important priorities as a voter. It's a policy Trump has failed to get traction on since he took office.
We have to find people who is on board with Donald Trump because he only is going to have 4 more years after this.
Haywood County Republican Party Chair Kenneth Henson says aligning with the president, especially on immigration, is something he thinks is essential to voters in the district.
We have to make a difference in these 4 years because who's coming next? There's not many Donald Trumps out there.
But another voter from Henderson County had a more complicated answer. Tony Tesso held up a yard sign he just bought.
What does it say?
Trump, not politics as usual, 2020. I would say that's a best description of him.
He says he can relate to the president's straight talk. Tesso's known to be brutally honest himself. He's a retired orthodontist.
And so when somebody brought their beautiful child in, it never misbehaved, and I yelled at them for not brushing their teeth, I kind of sounded like Trump.
When the president says something controversial, Tesso says he can just roll his eyes and carry on for the most part. But when it comes to immigration, it gets more complicated.
My parents were immigrants. I've been there, done that. I was raised a poor kid. My dad built a business from nothing.
He says his parents immigrated from Poland. Tesso says that's why he takes it personally when the president denounces immigrants, because in his experience, they're good, hardworking people. Tesso says he's even helped people who were undocumented get paperwork.
I don't know if there's any simple answer, but I think you just can't say they're all bad. What if they would have said that about my parents?
But he says he's able to put that discomfort aside. Tesso likes how the economy is faring, so he's proudly putting that new sign in the front yard. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.